bottles, jugs, different type jugs.
What about something made out of wood? A big thing.
What was that called? Do you remember what it was called?
Something that you'd milk in. What would you call that?
That you done what?
That you'd milk in.
Oh, we didn't milk in wood buckets. We milked in tin buckets or galvanized buckets or heavy aluminum buckets, something like that. I never did see wood buckets used to be milked in. Mm-hmm. Now we use wood buckets to keep our drinking water in.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever speak of anything besides a bucket? Do you ever have another name for that?
Just water buckets is all I ever.
What about pail?
Yes. We use different pails, you know, for different things. We did use a water bucket called pail sometimes.
Now when you talk about a pail, would you talk about a wooden pail?
Well, they'd be wooden and that'd be metal too. It not necessarily have to be wood to be pail.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between a pail and a bucket?
I think it's the same thing.
Okay. And what would you use to carry out food to the hogs in?
Well, some people use old paint buckets, some different buckets of different kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I have seen a wood bucket used to carry, we call it slop, carry this old dish water and different things mm-hmm. after the hog, slop, what I call slop.
So what did you call the bucket or pail? Did you call that the?
Slop bucket.
Okay.
Yeah, we call it the slop bucket, always.
Uh-huh. And what sort of things would you use to cook in?
Well, used to, people used iron pots, black iron pots. And I remember my mother and my grandmother baked potatoes in an iron skillet with a lid, iron lid on this skillet, and put coals under the skillet had legs,
mm-hmm.
and they had a stick there, and they put the potatoes in the oven and put the lid on, and then they'd put some coals up on top of that lid where the potatoes would cook on the top the same as it did on the bottom,
mm-hmm.
and it was just grand eating, I tell you. Potatoes cooked in the stove not good like they're cooked in the oven.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember too, my grandmother cooking beans in a old iron pot. It had legs, you know, and she'd cook beans and different kind of vegetables. And she'd cook, when we kill hogs, she'd cook the fresh meat in pots like that. And it just, they always had a large fireplace. It wasn't small like we have used now for years. It was an extra large fireplace, and she had a stick there, and this lid would have a place made on top of the lid. You run your stick in that places made on top of the lid to take it off when the potatoes or bread, what it was, got done.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's. You didn't have to take your ham. You could use this stick to take that off.
Uh-huh. And this thing that would be cooking in would be called a
oven.
Okay.
Skillet or oven.
Is that the exact same thing?
I don't think so. I think a skillet had a long handle. You could mm-hmm. take a hold of the long handle. And an oven had eyes on each side of the pot. Mm-hmm. I think that. Now, I'm not sure.
What do you mean, eyes?
Well, little hooks on the made on the pot that you could take